Good morning, and welcome to the Builder's Briefing for February 17, 2026. I'm Alex, and with me as always is Sam. We've got a packed one today. A big open-weight agent model drop from Alibaba, some spicy drama around AI censorship and transparency, and the agent tooling ecosystem just keeps getting thicker.
Yeah, today really feels like an inflection point for the agentic AI space. Lots of puzzle pieces clicking together. Let's get into it.
All right, the big story. Alibaba's Qwen team dropped Qwen 3.5, and they're positioning it explicitly as a native multimodal agent model. And the key word there is native. This isn't a chat model with vision bolted on as an afterthought. The architecture is built from the ground up to reason across text, images, and tool use in a single pass.
That's a really important distinction. Because right now, if you're building agent workflows, you're typically chaining a vision model into a text model, into a tool use layer, and every hop adds latency and failure modes. A single model that handles the full loop? That's a fundamentally different developer experience.
Exactly. And because it's open-weight, you can self-host it, fine-tune it, and avoid those per-token API costs, which, if you've ever run an agent loop that does like 40 tool calls, you know those costs add up fast.
Right, and what's wild is the timing. Between Qwen 3.5, Mistral's agent work, and everything else in the open-weight ecosystem, builders now have real leverage. You can go to your API provider and negotiate, or just go self-hosted. The agent model race is genuinely fragmenting away from the pure API providers.
The HN thread had over 260 points and active discussion. Early reports suggest strong performance on interleaved image-text reasoning and function calling. If you're building anything with multi-step tool use, especially involving visual inputs, benchmark this against your current stack this week. Link in the briefing. Okay, moving into AI and models news. There's a project called Heretic Trending Hard on GitHub, over 4,200 stars. It's an open source tool that automatically removes safety refusals from language models.
Yeah, this one's going to be polarizing. If you're running local models for internal tooling and you're hitting refusal walls on totally benign tasks, like generating security test cases or medical documentation, I get the frustration. But shipping this in production? You'd better have a very clear policy and hosting story.
100%. On the other side of the Anthropic coin, there's some developer backlash brewing. Apparently, Anthropic has been making it harder to distinguish AI-generated content from human content, and developers are not happy about it.
That's interesting, because trust and transparency in AI outputs is quickly becoming a product differentiator, not just an ethics checkbox. If you're building on Claude's API, this is worth watching closely.
And speaking of Claude, two great resources dropped. There's an awesome Claude Code community list curating hooks, skills, and agent orchestrators, now at over 700 stars, and Anthropic's own Claude Quick Starts repo is trending for fast API bootstrapping. If you're a daily Claude Code user, these are gold mines. Links in the briefing.
Oh, and one observation I loved that was gaining traction. Claude Code apparently works significantly better on clean code basis. Good naming, clear module boundaries, solid readmes. It amplifies existing code quality rather than compensating for poor structure.
Which means your investment in code hygiene now has a direct multiplier effect on AI output quality. That's a pretty compelling argument for finally doing that refactor you've been putting off.
Ah, exactly. Also, quick one. ICML is embedding hidden prompts in conference papers to catch AI-generated reviews. Only LLMs follow the trap instructions, so they get flagged automatically. Expect that pattern to spread everywhere.
Clever and terrifying. All right, developer tools. There's a great ShowHN project called MicroGPT. It lets you visualize a working GPT in your browser, step by step. Watch attention. Watch token generation. The whole thing.
Oh, that's perfect for anyone who needs to explain transformers to stakeholders or students. I've bookmarked that one immediately. Way better than waving your hands and saying, it's like autocomplete but smarter. Ha!
And there's a fun one. someone gave Claude direct access to a pen plotter and documented the results. The failure modes and iteration patterns are genuinely instructive if you're thinking about any kind of LLM to hardware agent loop.
That's the kind of experiment I love. Real-world physical agents are so different from software agents. The feedback loops are slower, the errors are messier, and you can't just retry without consequences.
Also worth flagging, there's an essay making the rounds about the sideprocalypse, the wave of low-effort AI-generated side projects flooding the internet. The bar for standing out just went up. Thoughtful design and solving real user problems matters more than ever when anyone can generate a landing page in minutes.
Yep, the era of "I built this in a weekend with AI being impressive" is over. Now it's okay, but does anyone actually use it?
Quick dip into startups and infrastructure. Recursive Intelligence raised $335 million at a $4 billion valuation in just 4 months.
4 months to a $4 billion valuation. The AI fundraising environment is still just zero gravity. But the signal is clear. Capital is flowing to teams and founder reputation, not necessarily to products yet.
And on the hardware side, AMD deployed their Helios AI architecture with MI455X GPUs in India through TCS. The ROCm ecosystem keeps maturing, and if you're evaluating non-NVIDIA options for inference workloads, enterprise adoption is now real. Quick hits. Hummingbot, open-source high-frequency crypto trading bots, trending at about 1,500 stars. Someone built a homebrew laptop on the 6502 processor, which is just delightful. Real-time path tracing with global illumination running in WebGL, and Apple announced a March 4th event. New MacBook, iPad, and iPhone expected. So if you're shipping Apple platform apps, start testing against the latest betas now.
Oh, and the Apple event also had Face ID smart doorbell rumors, so HomeKit developers should keep an eye out for new smart home APIs.
So stepping back, the big takeaway this week is that the agent model layer is splitting wide open. Qwen 3.5 gives you a self-hostable, native, multimodal agent model. Google Stitch got its Hatter agent for design workflows with MCP export. Claude Code's ecosystem is maturing with community extensions and official quick starts.
If you're building agentic products, this really is the week to benchmark Qwen 3.5 against your current provider, especially if your agent loops involve vision or high token volumes. The cost and control advantages of open-weight agent models are getting too big to ignore for production workloads.
That's the briefing for February 17th. All links and resources are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Go benchmark something. See you tomorrow.